Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Because your lithium has not kicked in, you are listening to Kinky
and the Geek.
Yay!
That made you too happy.
I know, just the idea of lithium. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I had a
Wouldn't
friend.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I actually had a friend, when she was dating this one guy, she went to go visit him while he was living in Louisiana. And they got a hold of some lithium from a friend. And
nice.
Literally they were pretty much just sitting there with huge grins on their
just
faces.
Just hanging, just chilling. Just life's okay.
Yeah,
everything's gonna be okay. Nice. Nice.
Lobotomy and a pill.
Right, lithium. Right. I should segue from that into what I'm doing this weekend, but that might might not be such a good thing. Although a lot of other podcasts talk about it, so
nah.
We'll let it go.
That's a little too personal.
Yeah, it's a little.
We may not be the last honest podcast, but there are some things that you want to keep to yourselves.
Yeah, fair enough. Although I think it's funny, in all honesty, but regardless.
Right.
Hey, welcome to Kinky
the Geek.
I'm Kinky. I'm Fleshvine.
And I am Bifocaled Mighty Bill, the
Yay.
Geek. Or soon to be bifocaled.
right.
By the time this one goes up.
Right around your birthday.
Yep.
How exciting is that?
About as exciting as a limp penis in a whorehouse.
Right. Yay. But we were just talking. We agreed that the glasses are going to look good on you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're a stylish guy anyways, and the frames that you described to me sound pretty cool. So.
Yeah. Well, I had a Ruka help me out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I made sure she came with me.
Right.
Well, main reason she came was I wasn't sure if they were going to dilate.
Oh, yeah. So
I don't know how much that is dilating goes on anymore.
I don't think I've ever had mine done when I had my eyes checked.
Because I've actually been wearing glasses most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the most, you know, I can find pictures of times when, you know, most of my childhood I was in glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Most of high school, I think I'd lost them at one point, didn't have any, and then I got some more, and then never mm-hmm. wore them again. And
okay.
Which I should have been. And
huh.
Just ruined them to the point of gotta wear them again.
I know. Mine are just thrashed. I've got scratches all over them and everything, and I just cannot afford to go get them redone.
Right.
And I want to keep my frames, but the doctor I go to, every time I go back, he talks me into new frames.
Right.
I really love those that I have.
No, you know, finally just flip them off, damn it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need new frames. Just put new lenses in them,
well,
fuck nut.
I do, and those frames, they suit me. You know what I mean? I fucking love those frames.
Yeah,
And the frames are fine. It's just the lenses.
Although I found the huge... At one point, I found the huge, like, Michael Caine, you know, in Blame It on Rio glasses, mm-hmm. you know, that come down to the middle of your cheek.
That would be awesome.
No, that would
be so good. You would... look very gay, actually.
Yes.
I'm trying to imagine that. Yeah. Never mind.
I don't swing that way, but your glasses say you do.
Let me take your glasses out.
Yeah. That was one pair I tried on, and immediately, it was like I put them on and went, ah! And just took them off.
It's so weird. Like, you can see some that on, you know, the little mirror things that they have look awesome.
Yeah.
And you put them on, you're like, oh my God, this is so wrong for me.
They came right off. I almost came up, there was one pair I was looking at that was actually kind of the Drew Carey kind of style.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't half bad, because it was a Henry, well, it was the more, instead of like the more oblong that's become kind of the emo style, kind of like yours.
Yeah.
This was more old school, like Ray-Ban shaped.
Okay.
Kind of like
more like traditional dorky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And basically Drew, the ones that Drew Carey, they almost kind of look like the glasses that you get in the 3D theaters now.
Okay, right.
But no, I got with, I think they're a little bigger rectangular kind, basically. Because I had picked out two, but unfortunately having to get bifocals, because where I went was America's Best.
Uh-huh.
And it was really nice, and I know Alicia's already decided that when she has to go get hers redone, that she's going back there.
Okay.
Because it's basically, and she's lucky right now because she only has to do the single, the single lens thing, because it's like... it's like $49.99 for two pair with free exam.
Oh, so it's the bifocals that make them so expensive.
Made it so expensive.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize. Okay.
Yeah, because
you were telling me about
when
that earlier.
When the America's Best thing is for single prescription plastic lenses. So if you need anything to wear, the prescription is funky to where it needs glass and not.
Right.
They can't get it away with just the plastic lens, or
then you're SOL.
Yeah, or you have to have bifocals or trifocals or something like that.
Right.
You can't. Huh. And you don't get that, so.
Yeah, fortunately, I'm, okay, I can never remember what it is. I can't see far away.
Right.
I can see near just fine.
Nearsighted?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but because it's like near.
Yeah.
Because it, I think it is, it's like farsighted means you can see far away, but you can't see close up.
Right. It's,
and nearsighted is you can see near, but you can't see far away.
Whichever
or vice
it is.
Versa.
Yeah, whichever it is, I can't see things that are far away. So, fortunately, I don't need bifocals or reading glasses or anything like that.
Yet.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Well, I mean, that does seem to be more of a thing of age.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's funny. My eyes were fine until I was about 25, and all of a sudden they just went to shit. You know, and actually when I say they went to shit, they're not that bad. I can see okay without my glasses. It's like nothing's all that blurry. I just can't read, like, the calendar down the hall there.
Right.
I can see that there are individual numbers, but that's like it.
Right. If I had kept up with the glasses, because when last time I got glasses, the guy said I mainly needed them for reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my thing is astigmatism.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've got astigmatism too.
When I got them, I think my left eye, the prescription was either so light it was pretty much nothing but like window pane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know where the other one.
Yeah, mine's pretty light.
Now I've got it's both.
Mm-hmm.
So the other one does have a prescription in it now, plus the bifocals.
Now, I think that mine, actually, my prescription works really well for Phantom, which is just fucking too cute, gross for words. But he tried mine on, and they look kind of good on him. So
I'm
going
to tell him, now you told me he needs to wear glasses and has them and doesn't wear them?
No, I think he destroyed the pair that he had.
Okay, because he's going to want,
somehow.
If he needs to wear glasses, he needs to go and get himself a new pair.
Yeah, you know how it is, though, with money, and yeah, it's just an expense. Yeah.
Well, go to America's Best, mm-hmm. Or Walmart. Go someplace cheap, because there are places where it is a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you know, the two of you have these light prescriptions, it's not going to be a lot out of pocket.
Yeah.
Because if now you don't...
Now, keep in mind, he's got to look pretty. They can't be any stupid little, you know, gross frames.
Oh, I know.
They've got to be pretty.
No, the ones, the cheap lenses, I mean, the cheap frames I got at America's Best, they had at least three sections like that of glasses. Everything from like the rectangular emo to like the thin oval wire ones, you know, horn rim looking ones, you know. He could look like, he could get the big gay ones and go around going, I'm Michael Caine.
That would be awesome. I can totally visualize that on him, actually.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, but if you don't take care of them now, you'll end up in my boat and have to, by the time you hit my increased age, you'll be in my boat and paying a crap load out of pocket for.
So you're going to have a boat by the time we're your age? That's cool.
I'm not real sure.
Are you going to put it on Lake Lanier, or like the ocean would be best? Like Key West would kick ass.
There's no boat.
Oh.
They just say that. It's a lie.
It's going to be like 6 years when I'm your age, so you might have a boat.
The boat is a lie. The cake is a lie.
I should mention
the fudge is a lie.
I should mention we're at home, so if you hear the click, 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 click.
Yes, the doggies are back on Mike.
Yeah. So say hey, guys. They have their own Twitter.
Although they don't seem to say much.
No, their mom has been fucking busy and hasn't been here to let them use the computer to say anything.
Buster, come here. I'll scratch the head. Oh, no, you want the chest.
Yeah. Oh, and he makes a face.
He's like, yes.
Oh.
Oh. He's making.
I love it when you come here.
And he makes the grunty sound.
Right, right.
Yeah, he comes to me like no one ever pays attention to him.
Yeah, he, you know. Well, in all honesty with him, that's kind of true because he is kind of quiet. He is super shy around strangers. He won't go to them. Like, whenever my roommate brings somebody home, you know, he doesn't know them as well, but he's right. Known you. You know, you've been here quite a few times.
No, he came to me fairly quickly when I first showed up.
Well, they obviously remember you, man. They were just fucking beside themselves.
No, I'm talking about the first time I came over. He was very...
He tends to be really standoffish with any of my roommates' friends, so I don't know.
He came over to me, I gave him attention, and ever since then, he's like, coming over, and he'll guard me because it's like my human.
Yeah. Well, and Puck, you know...
On testosterone.
Yeah.
Although, he stayed away from me for a bit, and now he's...
Yeah, I don't know. He actually hangs out with my roommate all the time, and I'll ask him if he wants to come into my room, because I keep my room, you know, shut.
Right.
And he'll look at me like, really don't wanna. And then he'll, like, look at her room and look at mine. And look at her room, I'm like, fuck you. Like, who feeds you? Who feeds your ass? But yeah, he's stuck to her like glue. But I think it's just, you know, she's something different.
Yeah, he does seem to gravitate.
At least that's what I tell myself, so I don't,
I think,
you know,
he does.
Like
he
shit.
Tends to gravitate towards new people.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the more social of the dogs.
Yeah, he definitely is.
He definitely is.
Yeah.
He's the greeter. He would be the bouncer that let everybody
in. Today, Boo Boo was like, you were like a ray of golden sunshine walking in the door, which is odd because usually she'll bark for a minute and then she'll be like, oh, okay, now I remember you. But when you walked in, she's like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long. Thank you for being here. It was weird.
I have that effect. Dogs like me.
Yeah, she's crazy. I mean, she's usually just obnoxious for a good 2 or 3 minutes, but she did the whole butt shake for you.
Yeah,
the little waggy tail, you know, where her whole lower body shakes.
Yeah, dogs like me. I don't know what it is.
That's cool. Skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
So.
Nice. So I'm drinking a really, really good beer. That I wanted to mention. It's 1554 Enlightened Black Ale. From New Belgium Brewing, which is the company that does Fat Tire.
Yeah, and I've had Fat Tire. In fact, one of the liquor stores by my house actually sells it in the single bottle.
Oh, okay.
The bigger single bottle. That's how I tried it.
Yeah, I've had it, but I think I was like out at Taco Mac or something.
Right.
This is amazing. This is such a good beer. It's
It's got a really interesting... She gave me a sip.
Yeah. Well, it's super chocolatey, and it's super malty, which I like.
I get the malty. I didn't really get the chocolatey, but I can definitely tell it's got a darker...
An extreme...
Darker like taste without the... No, I wouldn't say harshness.
It doesn't have the bitter roasted flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a stout would have.
Right.
And it doesn't have a strong hop at all. I mean, really... You can barely even smell. Like, when you smell it, you smell malt. You don't smell the hop.
I don't know enough about the difference. The smells.
The hop is so, so light on this. But what I like about this one is usually if you get, like, a really good, rich, malty beer like this, especially a Belgian one.
Right.
You get that really good, full malt profile, but then it leaves an aftertaste. And the aftertaste may not be so great.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This one, you get that full, rich... kind of that range of flavors as you take a sip, and then it stops, and it's clean. It finishes totally clean. No weird hops, no weird anything. Chocolatey flavor, malty, clean finish. This is, like, I swear, my new favorite beer. This is so freaking good. I can't even stand it. And Mom actually called me. She's like, oh, guess what we're doing? Because they're doing a class at the shop, which is why we're here.
Right.
And she was so hyper that they're trying to make this tonight. They're trying to clone it.
Oh, okay.
Because she's the one who told me about this. But, yeah, so that's a winner. It's kind of a dark amber color. But, yeah, so you'd recommend it too?
Yeah, I definitely would. I wouldn't mind picking it up. And I would definitely if it was a choice. Because I finally looked at something I've heard about but never actually went and saw. Because we went to Kroger for this. And Kroger has a...
Pick
a six pack for like $8.99. Mm-hmm. And they give you like, I'd say about almost 10 shells.
No, there were four shelves.
I think there were five shelves of beer.
Maybe five, yeah.
Of single beers, but each one had at least 10 choices.
Yeah, I didn't see anything, honestly, that I loved. I thought about getting it because they had the Sam Adam Noble Pils.
Right, which I've tried.
Yeah, and that's
made with... I did try, and it was interesting.
It's made with the Noble Hops, which is... It's kind of really rare to get something that has, like, a pure hop profile like that.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. And they had, like, the Blackberry Wheat, which is always interesting.
They had Honeymoon.
What else did I see? I saw a few there.
Purple Haze.
Yeah, I saw...
There that I'd probably get, because they had several of the Sam Adams I haven't tried.
They had Shiner Bock, which is kind of like a standard, or...
I think in this, they're trying to go... But you notice there were some that were... Their spots were deeper.
Yeah.
You could definitely tell you had been picking over, yeah.
It seemed like they were still some kind of standard choices.
I wouldn't be surprised if you have to go... There are certain things you kind of have to put there because...
Yeah.
Can't go too wild because it is a Kroger. This isn't a liquor store. This isn't...
Well, and they were more into the craft brews, but the more common of the craft brews.
Right, because you can't... Yeah. I mean, but you're talking about a place...
You can't do, like, a hardcore smoky Gaelic ale.
Right.
Yeah,
although they did have Gaelic. They did have the Highlanders Gaelic six-pack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, not as...
The place out of... which is the place out of North Carolina. I've had their oatmeal stout.
I think I've had both, actually.
In fact, that was at the one beer fest I've been to, which was the... they don't do it anymore. It was Creative Loafing's Beer Fest. Mm-hmm. And the people that do the Highlander people were there. Mm-hmm. And I think Sweetwater was there.
I really don't like Sweetwater at all.
Right. I'm just saying, that was one of the groups that was there. And what was funny is everybody ran out of beer.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's 5.6% alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, but when you're dealing with someplace like a Kroger, mm-hmm. you know, they can't get too fancy too with crazy. What they have, because you may get one or two of you
right.
that might buy some,
right?
But then the rest of it might sit there,
right? And then you've got stock that's going stock, bad, and
you can't rotate, yeah.
Now somebody did tell me today though about something that they had from Sweetwater, and they said they don't like Sweetwater too because Sweetwater uses Cascade hops, which are super citrusy. They have like a grapefruit flavor. And I don't like them. It's kind of one of those hops that you either love or you hate. But he said that he hates all the Sweetwater beers usually, but there was one that he had. If I can remember what it is, I'll mention it, because he said it was so good. And it had like a really smooth hop profile. Shit, it's driving me crazy.
It'll probably come to you.
Yeah.
Usually the way it works with me is I'll be thinking about something and I can't remember, and then I'll be in the middle of a conversation that has nothing to do with it, and it will come back into mind.
But hey, guess what? I have this computer here.
Yeah.
I could probably look it up.
Look it up, yeah. Do we want to bring up the thing I talked about in the pizza place? For...
Sure.
The whole...
You betcha.
Yeah.
I have no
whole
idea.
Privacy thing. And
sure.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, which, depending on which podcast you listen to, mm-hmm. you probably heard, and this will be old news by the time, is Miss USA was crowned, which is Trump's group.
Yeah, that's the one that's a little bit more like teenager-y.
Well, no, they do have a Teen USA, and I think there's one other. I think there's Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, and I think there's the Ms. USA, too, mm-hmm. which is the older.
Okay.
But it's the one Donald Trump, and it seems to be a little more... It's not nearly as a traditional as Miss America.
Is it stuffy, kind of?
Yeah. But they seem... There's music and shit.
Yeah, all right. We're on the Sweetwater website.
That's obnoxious. I hate that.
Yeah, don't you?
When you go onto a website and they hit you.
There's like no way to turn it off either.
It's called go away from the fucking site and never come back.
No, I'm trying to... God damn. I'm trying to find this beer. Give me a sec. What? Here, I could just turn it down.
Okay. So, but it seems they seem to always have a scandal show up. They're the ones that had last year Miss California, who got hit surprised with the whole "What do you think of gay marriage?"
Okay. Oh, right. That was. Yeah. No, wait. I'm thinking of something different.
Oh no, that's the Miss U.S. That was. I think it may have been USA. That was Miss South Carolina,
and
the
like,
one that.
Afghanistan, yeah. Or she just had like. She was making no sense.
Right. No, this one was basically Perez Hilton ambushed her.
Ooh.
With the "What do you think of gay marriage?" And she got a bunch of shit on it. Which I thought was pretty bad because.
Well, what did she say?
Basically, she didn't. You know, her beliefs led her to that she didn't believe in gay marriage. In gay marriage.
Yeah, I don't
which,
agree with her.
With that, you know, that's her belief. Whether you agree with it or not, it's not like she's a politician saying
no,
that she's.
But, you know.
You know, this is a beauty pageant contestant.
Right,
you're
but
not going to have.
Yeah, she's spreading judgmentalism.
That's her thing. And plus, it was not the question she was supposed to get.
Yeah, okay.
This was more of the little cocksucker wanting to get.
God.
No, this guy has made a living on basically.
I don't like him either, but yeah.
He got his ass kicked by the Black Eyed Peas and then went whining, basically. Well, they shouldn't have done that to me, yet he's the one that will go on the site and talk about Fergie being ugly and draw penises on her face and all this talk shit about the Black Eyed Peas.
No, I'm saying I don't like him either, but.
But yeah, he basically ambushed her with the question and then basically saying, "Well, I'm not calling her a stupid bitch, but she's a stupid bitch," type thing. And it's like, you did that strictly to get your name, your picture in the paper, type thing. But the newest one, and I don't know her name right offhand. It's the first Arab American of Arab descent, I should say. Actually, Lebanese descent. That's actually listening to Instant Leftovers. They were talking about it, and they found out that she was actually of Lebanese descent. They never did find out if she was actually Muslim or not.
Okay. Well, who cares?
I know, but I'm just saying it would even be more interesting to have someone of the Muslim faith in a contest that one of the swimsuit competition is bikinis.
Yeah, that would be weird. I can't imagine she would if she was from a traditional
Muslim
family. She would even be there. Yeah.
It seems, and this is not 3 days. Mm-hmm. I don't even think it was 3 days after she was crowned.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures surfaced of her being part of this radio station's promotion called Stripper 101, which she won.
Uh-huh. Nice.
So I think from what the picture shows, it wasn't a naked competition. She didn't actually strip.
Uh-huh.
It's a pole dancing competition.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of these things, and it's starting to make me think, and this is actually something I've thought about before, because you keep seeing these beauty queens and stuff where at some point naked photos will pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone get, like, one of the things I was kind of surprised it didn't happen. With Sarah Palin, once she got nominated for vice president, that if there were naked pictures, you know, that she may have taken as a teenager with a boyfriend didn't pop up.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be where, you know, back in the 50s and the 60s, if naked photos popped up of you, it would have usually, it almost always had to have been you posing for something.
Right, right.
Calendar, magazine, oh, I was young, I needed the money.
Mm-hmm.
But now with technology nowadays, you know, I could take a naked within 5 minutes, I could take a naked photo right now and have it on the web.
Right, right.
And I think that's actually, you know, with all these competitions and stuff, and the readable availability and somewhat anonymity of digital photography, It's going to get harder and harder to find someone who doesn't have
naked pictures
of themselves.
Well, you know, it's kind of a lot of people have gotten a lot more relaxed about things like that, or even tried to use them to their advantage. Like if you look at the pictures where Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears were getting out of their cars and flashed their genitalia,
right?
You know, for everybody to take pictures. That's all about publicity. You know what I mean?
I would say to a point. I think it also, when you're dealing with, especially with a lot of their fashions, underwear sometimes is
a hindrance to
what they're wearing.
They knew exactly what they were doing. And I think one of them, I mean, it was kind of like obvious if you look at the photo that she's showing everything.
Well, I know one of the ones where Lindsay got it was she was wearing a dress and was getting off a boat.
Oh, well, see, that's if it's accidental, sure. But this was somebody who was getting out of a car.
And yeah, and it's one of those things where, depending on how you're trying to get into the car, I mean, it also doesn't help that you're surrounded by, you know, 10, 15, 20 guys with large cameras that are aiming for it because they can get the most money for stuff like that.
But if you're looking at the picture, it's obvious.
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, there's one picture of not too long after Emma, what's her name? Girl who plays Hermione in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Not a month or so after she turned 18. There's a picture of her getting either in or out of a limo. She's wearing underwear, but it's...
Yeah.
There it is, and it's one of those things where you can tell by the way she's looking, she's getting in the car.
Yeah.
She's just trying, you know, and she just happens to be wearing a dress. I mean, especially, I think limos usually are a little... You're stepping in. There's a little bit of a dip.
Well, yeah, no, these were, I swear...
Okay, yeah. I'll take your word on that one, like, but I'm just saying it also doesn't it doesn't help that you've got guys
who are trying to
because they, you know, wear a picture of Emma, what's her name, coming out of the club on her 18th birthday may get you $250.
Yeah.
A shot of her panties as she's getting in the limo might get you $1,000 to $2,000.
Yeah,
you know.
Probably more, I would think.
I have no idea what they pay. I know
they're curious about that now.
Well, I know they've put bounties on pictures where, like, I want to say
especially with the kids.
Yeah, new babies. I know
New babies. Yeah.
Who was it? Was it Brad and Angelina's first child? There was like a 200,000.
I think it was like I don't think they showed pictures of her until a year.
No, I know the twins. They actually kept under wraps for a long time.
Okay.
But being twins, they may have just been underweight.
Yeah.
Twins do have a tendency to be born smaller, need a little more attention, so they may not just have.
Yeah.
You know, not trying to keep anything secret, but
yeah.
The kids.
Or they may have had their mother's freakish alien hands, and they wanted to keep that off camera.
Hands?
Yeah, we haven't talked about that. She could pick up a basketball one hand.
I haven't really noticed. All I noticed is
she could pick up a basketball one hand and her fingers touch on the other side.
I know.
Oh my God. I used to think she was attractive, but now I just can't look at her because she's got these freakish hands.
Well, it's just like Megan Fox and her toe thumbs.
I don't know who Megan Fox is. She's a brunette, right?
Yeah, she's... Was it Transformers?
Yeah, I never saw
Transformers, Jennifer's Body. She got her start on a sitcom called Hope and Faith, which was Kelly Ripa's.
Never seen him, really.
She's going to be on Jonah Hex
now. I can kind of vaguely picture. What was her deformity?
She's got thumbs that are shaped like toes, like a big toe. They're kind of more squared off.
Nice.
And everybody seems to... The woman's gorgeous. But everybody focuses it on, oh, she's deformed because she has toe thumbs. It's like...
Well, it's like we were talking last week, Tom Cruise and his unitooth. That's all I see is just a dancing Unitu. Fun screen. That's all I see.
See, the funny thing about everybody gives Megan Fox shit.
Yeah.
But she's like a homebody. She doesn't go to clubs.
Uh-huh. Actually a pretty nice person then.
Yeah. She's got one steady boyfriend, which has been Brian Austin Greer for years.
Oh, really? Okay.
They don't go to parties. You don't hear scandals about them.
Uh-huh.
I know she went with him to Comic-Con one year just so she could meet her favorite comic book artist and get a Ninja Turtles t-shirt.
Oh, no way.
Cool. Yeah. So, it's like, but everybody gets her shit. Yeah. It's like, okay, she's never really said she's a, you know, Oscar-winning actress. She's because she is extremely pretty, and Transformers did so well
that they focus in on some weird thing, yeah,
or just her in general, and they just want to give her shit. Oh, well, and Jennifer's body, I think, I don't care who was in it, I don't think it would have, from what the storyline was, I don't think it would have been perceived great anyway.
Yeah, I don't even remember anything about it. We've discussed, I never see any previews because
Well, it was a horror movie. It's written by the Dakota
Fanning?
No, Diablo Cota.
Okay, I was about to say, because she's like 13 or...
No, 14? She's 16.
Okay.
Well, I know that because we're reading some stuff because they did the Runaways movie.
Oh, and she played
the lead singer of the Runaways.
Lita Ford or Joan
Jett? No, Lita Ford was guitarist. Jett was guitarist. Cherry something. It?
Oh.
She was the blonde. She was the...
Okay.
And
I've still got to see that movie. Fucking love it. That's right. It's Kristen Bella from Twilight who was Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Everybody was a little pissed off about that.
From what Rob of Need Coffee says, she becomes Joan Jett. Including that slouch. That slouch walk Joan does. Uh-huh. She does stuff like that. She actually morphs herself into young Joan Jett.
Got to see that movie. Cherry Bomb's like one of my favorite songs ever, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of goes without saying, I'm sure.
But yeah, I found that out because Dakota Fanning's 16 and the character she's playing was 15 at the time the Runaways started getting big.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, the only bad thing is from what I've heard, Joan Jett's part in the whole thing is very minimum in the movie. They seem to focus on... Joan Jett and the lead singer.
Uh-huh.
But the story comes, from Joan Jett, because I think she was involved in the making of the movie.
Oh, cool.
So you're basically getting one person's side.
Have I ever mentioned that I would, like, crawl over glass for a night with Joan Jett?
I think so.
Just thought I'd throw that in there.
But no, Diablo Cody, she's the one that
actually come out, by the way.
What?
She's actually come out.
Joan Jett's actually come out. I thought I heard that.
Yeah.
I thought that wasn't big news though. I thought she just didn't talk about her sexuality, but pretty much people already knew.
Yeah. No. Well, she did an album that was what was it called? It had the gayest title.
I Look Twat.
Yeah, and it was like the whole
Rug Muncher Symphony.
Yeah, like the whole collection of songs was all just about coming out, basically.
Right.
Over the top, even. You know, and I was gay at the time, and I was like, whoa, just tone it down a little bit, Joan.
Someone else did that too, and I can't remember who that was.
Yeah, but the music wasn't that great, so it didn't sell all that well.
It's like, whap, I'm gay. Whap, exactly. I'm gay. Whap.
But that's fine if you can back it up with some, you know.
Right, some good music, but
something entertaining.
Entire album is smacking someone with a 2x4 that's got "I'm gay" written on it,
right.
That's not really entertaining.
Yeah, it just fell short. But, you know, of course I bought it.
Oh, of course.
Because again, I would crawl over glass.
Pictures of her. Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, considering some of the pictures of her when she had the short bleached blonde hair and wearing the leather bikini top.
I actually got, I downloaded an MP3 somewhere of her doing Rebel Girl with Bikini Kill.
Right.
That just makes me just make a mess out of my drawers. It is so fucking hot. Okay, I'm letting that go.
I think everybody drooled over Joan back in the day because she was...
Yes, but I have a very special love affair with her. She's mine, and everybody needs to step the fuck off because Joan understands. We've talked about this.
Plus, her... And I think I just recently found this out, but her first album was released under, I think, her own label. It was independently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She couldn't get the stuff released.
The Blackhearts?
Yeah, the Jim Jett and the Blackhearts. Yeah, the first album.
Interesting. And it went apeshit, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You couldn't go. Remember, I was a teenager back when that, when, you know, I was going to military school when,
in every pizza place or skating rink or whatever, all you heard was, I love rock and roll.
And then, although I preferred, it was it? I Love Rock and Roll.
See, I like Do You Want to Touch Me.
Yes, thank you. That was the song, yeah, Do You Want to Touch Me.
Oh, my God.
Which is actually a cover. No, what? That wasn't it. Their cover of Crimson and Clover. Yeah.
What? That's also a good one.
But yeah, and on to go what I was saying, but the Diablo Cody is the woman who wrote Juno.
That was the big hit.
This was her second movie. And it was supposed to be kind of a dark comedy about a girl who goes to a concert with her friend and the band decides to try to sacrifice and think they're sacrificing a virgin, but she's not. And she ends up getting taken over by a demon and is going around eating boys.
Wait, what is this?
It's called Jennifer's Body.
I'm writing it down because that sounds awesome.
And it's got her friend is Amanda Siegfried from Mamma Mia, and she's, I don't know if you've seen the commercials for Dear John and Letters to Julia. She's the new little hot blonde it girl. She got really taken off with Mamma Mia, the movie.
Okay. Yeah, I never
saw it. And but she's got one very interesting I want to see called Chloe, where she plays a prostitute who is hired by Juliette Lewis. Not Juliette Lewis, redhead.
Okay, I heard Juliette Lewis and thought Julie Andrews. I was like, wow, no. Really?
No, she's a prostitute that's hired by, and I can't remember her name, but she's she plays one of the porn stars in Boogie Nights, the redhead. It's kind of like Julie Andrews.
I've seen it.
And I'm trying to think of other stuff she was in. She was in Shortcuts.
It doesn't matter.
But she plays a prostitute's hired by a woman to find out if her husband is being faithful to her. It becomes like this strange kind of erotic thriller to where at one point you see the two women end up getting it on. Yeah.
Nice. I'm surprised that I don't know about that. I was quite the lesbian movie.
This is the newer one, and this was actually, was it Liam Neeson who was married to the woman who ran into the tree while skiing?
Yeah. What is her name?
I can't remember her name.
I can see her face.
Yeah, I can too.
Shit.
But this was a movie he was doing when she was killed.
Nicole?
No.
This is the We Can't Remember the Names of Actors and Actresses cast.
Yeah. But awesome. No, he was doing this movie. Natasha Richardson? The guy who was her husband. This was a movie he was doing when she got killed, and he came back after the funeral just to make, out of a sense of duty, to finish the film. And then he went off and did his grieving. This was something he knew. His wife, it is one of those things where he probably knew his wife would understand that he needed to finish the movie.
Right.
And then do what he needed to do.
Yeah, it's one of those life things that you just kind of soldier on until you don't
until
have
you
to.
Until you can, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jennifer's Body. I want to see it. A lot of people panned it. Some people said it wasn't half bad for what it was supposed to be because I think they were going for dark comedy and everybody may have been taking it a little more seriously as a horror movie.
Yeah, speaking of Phantom, last night was watching Human Centipede.
Oh, God.
I know, and I was like, don't fucking tell me a word about that movie. I don't care. I don't want to hear it, right? And so you'd be like, yeah, so these German girls, and I'm like, shut up.
I thought they were American.
You what?
I've seen the trailer, and I thought it was like two American girls who are on their way to a party who get lost.
Oh, fuck if I know. I don't know.
It's something like
All I know
that,
is the film is German.
Of course it is.
Yeah, creepy fuckers. Sorry to any of our German listeners. But
you bring this like, on yourself with your Scheisse films.
Well, he would,
you tell me if you ever did a German like, Scheisse film, right?
Of course.
He'd start just barely talking about it. It's like, shut up.
This movie has, I don't know of anybody who is in our little incestuous group.
Uh-huh.
Or other who has not know about this movie and get that reaction when hearing about it. And I have a feeling it's going to turn into the next Saw.
I think it may be
because
too
it's called the Centipede, the First Section, Human Centipede, the First Section.
Yeah, I'm sure as hell not watching any of them. I want zero part of that. I just.
I do too. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want any, you know.
That goes into I have enough ugly, shocking realities in my life.
Right.
I don't need to watch them on film. Okay, I found that beer. It is a Sweetwater Happy Ending. I know, and the guy who told me, he was like really cute, and he was like so enthusiastic about telling me about Happy Ending.
Right.
Which I was like, dude, you're cracking me up. I wanted to say something, but he was a new customer, so I...
Right.
If he had been somebody I knew, I would have caught up with him.
That's funny.
This is a huge dry-hopped stiffy.
They did this on purpose.
Wow. Okay, seriously.
But this is...
I hadn't read this before I read this. This is a huge dry-hopped stiffy of a full-figured beer resulting in an explosive finish. Oh, 9% alcohol.
What do you expect from the company that has one of their beers is called 420?
Well, that has something to do with the hops, though. That's the amount of alpha acids in their hops. I know.
I understand the whole
thing.
If I had my glasses on, they'd be over my eyes.
I'm just saying.
I'd be looking over them at you. So just imagine I got my glasses on.
I know, but I mean, I'm just saying that does have to do with their
I don't care, but they could have called it
Well, they have other ones that are numbered as well. Oh, they have 420, and then they had 630, and then they had something else. 720, I think. Mm-hmm. And it had to do with the alpha acids in the hops. But yeah, no, I know. I get it. But yeah, so go get yourself a happy ending. Just don't ask at the massage parlor, because you may get your ass kicked out.
Or arrested.
Yeah.
We're all over the place today.
One or the other. Yeah, actually, our friend... I probably shouldn't talk about her. I didn't mention it. DS, his girlfriend, was saying that she works in a massage... Or she's a massage therapist.
Right.
I don't know where she works, but she was saying, she gets all kinds of... You know, I just prefer to be naked. And I'd be like, dude, you put your fucking towel on or get out. But you can't do that.
Right.
That's not nice. So, hey, we've got a listener question.
Okay, yay, one.
Yeah,
we'll
one.
We'll put it out,
An anonymous question... We're
anonymous friend.
Trying to keep the phone away so it doesn't get all staticky and crazy.
In comes the message. That's what I always thought funny, because the older phones, whenever I know I'd get a tweet or would be getting a text message,
uh-huh,
because I would hear on the computer. Like it's literally galloping towards me.
Right, coming from the
Pony Express.
The Pony Express, exactly. Hey, I have a question. Is there any trick to blowing someone with a large cock? I have trouble keeping them off my back teeth, especially when trying to deep throat. My answer, there's no trick. Honestly, if you've got... for as your front teeth, you can do the lip wrap, but then you end up chewing your lips off. I mean, it really fucking hurts. If you're trying to get like a good suction... It's just really hard to do that without cutting the insides of your lips.
Right.
As far as hitting your back teeth, I don't know. It's just a question of aim. You got to get the angle right. That's the only thing I can say. And different people have, like, different shaped teeth. Some people, you know, they're closer together. Some people, they're wider.
Right.
There's just no trick. I'm sorry. I wish I had better news.
Use lots of saliva.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know.
What was it? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll do some more looking, obviously.
There was, one of the things that I watch on the internet is this thing called No Good Fucking Television.
Uh-huh.
Which is basically an entertainment show for people who aren't pussies.
Yeah.
I guess it's the best way to do it.
Okay.
It does seem to be aimed more towards guys.
Okay.
And they were interviewing these three women from a movie called Bitch Slap, which I really need to go watch.
Okay. I haven't heard of that.
It's one of these small independent kind of grindhousey type movies trying to go back to the whole idea, and it's the three gorgeous women
mm-hmm.
who are all involved in some kind of crime thing
mm-hmm.
but they were talking to them, and when they do, you know, a lot of what they do is when they go into the whole, you know, when they set up the whole thing in the hotel room
mm-hmm.
and they're just sitting there and all you're doing is rotating out not celebrities, but
uh-huh.
little reporters. That's why the room always looks the same when you see different reporters
uh-huh.
talking to the stars of movies.
Okay.
What they do is they just set up one room.
Right.
And the stars have got to sit there for hours on end.
Uh-huh.
Well, sometimes they'll bring them back to their studio
mm-hmm.
and they have a full-on bar where they are serving them alcohol. So I think these girls at this point were very tipsy, because at one point one of the hosts of the show is Carrie Keegan, who is this gorgeous, large-breasted blonde
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. With a filthy mouth.
Uh-huh.
And she ends up making out. Well, first girl, she just kind of is this innocent peck on the lips.
Uh-huh.
But the other two is like full on. In fact, the redhead, nice. When she says something about kiss it, because one goes, okay, if you could kiss one of the bitch slap girls, I was like, what? Kiss? Uh-huh. But the redhead's like, does anybody have a mint? She's here. But she's talking, she goes on a tirade about cocksucking. But uh-huh. she says that if you press about what it looked like about here,
uh-huh.
which is like just under the back of your jaw.
Okay.
You know, under the jaw towards the back, that's where your saliva gland is, and you're supposed to be able to press on it
uh-huh.
and create more saliva.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But yeah, no good television is what it's called.
Okay, now speaking of drunk women,
yes.
Aston actually sent me a link today.
Oh, okay.
Because it has Zooey Deschanel. And he said, as Fleshvine would say, Zooey Deschanel can do no wrong.
Right.
And I called him on it, and I was like, Aston, I'm sorry, honey, you lose points because of The Happening. And I felt so clever about myself that I did that, because he counted points off of me, and I'm a vindictive cunt like that.
So. Right.
So anyway, he sent me this thing. It's on a website called funnywordy.com.
I think it's Funny or Die.
Yeah, okay, that would make more sense, wouldn't
it's
it?
Funny or Die, yeah.
I like
In
Funny
fact,
wordy. I'm going to edit
the Cabin
that.
Fever, the Cabin Fever guys
uh-huh.
had something out. It was their guide to podcasting that was on Funny or Die UK.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You get a lot of that kind of stuff. There's a great one that's on there from Will Ferrell,
uh-huh.
where he's playing this guy whose landlord shows up, and the landlord's this little girl. Where's my fucking money,
that's
bitch?
Funny, I didn't realize that was from here, because I've seen that.
Yeah, I think that's where it showed up first, was Funny or Die.
Okay. Well, this is from funnyordie.com. It's a series they have called Drunken History.
Drunken History, yeah. I saw this link, but I didn't watch it.
That's awesome. Work. Yeah, it's great. Because they had... I don't even know who the little starlet was that they had do this, but she had two bottles of wine and started relating the history of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. Abraham Lincoln, of course, being played by Will Ferrell, and Frederick Douglass being played by Don Cheadle. And it was fucking hilarious. And actually, Zooey Deschanel was so beautiful. She was so gorgeous in this. She got the prettiest eyes.
I want to hear her music.
Oh, she's got music?
Yeah, she's got an album. I think she's got two called She and Him.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of these things where it's it's not like your average rocks. It's not your average star wanting to be a rock star now. That's actually, she's trying to put out some music. You know, because a lot of this thing, because I know that the Need Coffee guys did this on their on the soundboard. Talking about rock stars who want to be movie stars and movie stars who want to be rock stars. And I just, it's from what I'm hearing, even though she is an actress, she kind of, because of the quality of the music, she kind of falls out of that whole...
The stereotype
of, you know, like Keanu Reeves and Dog Star, and Bacon Brothers. Well, I forgot what the Bacon Brothers...
Woody Harrelson, didn't he? He did something?
I don't know, but you got like... There's
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. Although
his blues, I've heard his.
The first album, The Return of Bruno, is more of a kind of a it's not as taken seriously. It's more him having fun with a style of music he really does love. Kind of like the way the Blues Brothers started. You know, this was something that Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi being the main force behind it, of music he loved and wanted to do something. What was the other one? There's Russell Crowe's 30 Feet of Grunt, I think is what it was called.
I haven't even heard of it. Don't even care. Not a fan of Russell Crowe. Okay, so here, this is Zooey Deschanel's line, and I've got it cranked up. This is after Abraham Lincoln's funeral, where Frederick Douglass has just given a speech about, I don't know, it's hilarious because it's told in her words. So here you go, here's Zooey.
Domingos, he would have fucking loved that. That is exactly his style. And she goes, Douglass, come here. I have something for you. Oh, now my head is shutting asleep. Mary Todd said, I want you to have Abe's walking stick. His favorite walking stick. That was like, thank you much for the walking stick. I'm going to do my best to preserve the honor of it. And I just take it more of a symbol as a friendship between you, me, and your husband.
So anyway, she kicks ass as Mary Todd Lincoln. But it's all in the actress's words, and they're acting it out and just just mouthing the lines. But she's like, he would have fucking loved that. That's totally his style. So,
Well, I got something to recommend that I've actually have been enjoying. It's the History Channel's. It's a 12-part miniseries they're doing. Called America, the Story of Us.
I've heard of that. That's a book, too, isn't it?
I'm not sure. No, it's it starts with the initial English colonies, you know, starting Mayflower, Roanoke, and going from there. I think we're in part 4 or 5. Just got done, and it basically leads us into early 20th century. It's been pretty informative, but unfortunately, it's one of those things where you can, if you're any kind of student of history, you can go, wait, why'd they leave this out?
Right.
Or, you know, why did they leave that out? You know? Just certain little things. It would have been really interesting if they had gone, because they went into detail about after the Emancipation Proclamation of the black soldiers who joined up and fought for the North, but completely gloss over the fact that there were actually black soldiers who fought for the Confederacy, because they believed in the idea that the majority of the people who fought for the Confederacy believed in, which was the idea of states' rights. The states, not the federal government telling, you know... You know, it was an extreme thing. They were, you know, that
there were a lot more in the North, I'm sure.
Yeah, but there were. Yeah. In fact, there's actually a book you can pick up at Oakland Cemetery that actually is one of the books you can pick up in their gift shop that goes over the history of my mom. That's where my mom is buried. That's where my mom my grandmother, and that's where my grandfather's plot is.
Yeah, my great grandfather's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's It's beautiful. If you ever come to Atlanta and you're a cemetery fan, go to Oakland, downtown.
The oldest, I want to say it's the oldest in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And it's the main one. And it gets very eerily peaceful in there.
It's just beautiful. Yeah, because it is in the middle of the city.
Right. It's off Memorial Drive.
Roads on every side. And it's
gorgeous.
Even the
SMART station. And it is... But you get in there, and it's almost like there's some kind of, like, bubble around it that it, like, blocks out the sound of what you should be hearing around you.
Right, right.
And it's filled with many fat, happy squirrels.
And, you know, honestly, I'm that's kind of one of my things. I love going to old cemeteries and taking pictures.
Right.
I've gotten some beautiful, beautiful shots there. I mean, like, really gorgeous stuff. I mean, there are some amazing monuments, especially, you know, there's the Sleeping Lion, which is this huge monument.
Yeah, you get close to that and, like...
You get a little tingly.
Yeah, the hairs on your arms will stick up.
Yeah, and some of the family mausoleums, too, are just beautiful. Just gorgeous.
There are two that I find that are, I think, the most interesting. Is one, when you first walk in, there's the mausoleum where it has the guy sitting in the chair facing the... Mm-hmm. It's like the first row as you walk through the gates... Uh-huh. It's a couple of rows down, but on the top of it, kind of sticking out, there's a guy in a top hat that has been kind of carved into it, where it's like he's watching the people coming out.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's like as you walk in, it's off to the right, and he had it set up that way because he wanted to be able to watch the visitors come into Oakland Cemetery.
See, we went last summer, and we stayed pretty much on the right side. Because everything that I wanted to see, and also my great-grandfather, they were all kind of on the right side. So there's a lot more of it that I haven't seen. I need to go back.
They do walking tours throughout the year. In fact, I may try to do it again. I've only done it once. Mm-hmm. But they do a Halloween Twilight tour.
I totally, totally want to do that.
Where they do it, where the one we went to, they focused in on... medical practices of post-Civil War Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
And focused in on where the graves of those people.
Wow.
But the other one that's really interesting is, I can't remember. He's a golfer. He's like the most famous, like, amateur golfer.
Yeah, it sounds vaguely familiar.
I keep wanting to say Bobby Dodd, but that's tech.
Yeah, see, I've got the guidebook somewhere.
Right, but he's buried there. Mm-hmm. And there are two things. One, golfers will come and put tees and balls on his grave.
Oh, cool.
To try to help their... It's still to this day. I mean, the one time when we went and did that whole dollar. You know, you pay a dollar or two and you get the map where it tells you where all the more. But in a horseshoe, because he's actually one of the guys that... he designed Augusta National.
Oh, okay.
And in a horseshoe around where his thing is, a plant from each hole that's represented there, because there are different plants on each hole. All 18 holes, those plants are representative.
Oh, wow.
Around the area where his.
Well, and Margaret Mitchell is buried there.
I know they stumbled across the slave graves.
Did they?
Yeah, I think they were excavating and they actually found where the like the pre-Civil War slaves were buried in Oakland.
Well, you know, speaking of old ones, have I ever shown you where my mom's house is?
No.
Up the street is a cemetery that has Civil War graves there too. And it's really cool because none of the tombstones are carved. They're actually just stones.
Right.
And that dates way back. So that's cool. That's actually where we used to go hang out as teenagers.
Right.
We'd go sit around in the graveyard. Because it was, I guess that's why I like them so much.
Do the graves there have the points to them? The gravestones for the Confederate soldiers?
No, I mean, they're really just stones.
Okay, because there was, if you go into the Confederate Memorial portion of Oakland, you'll notice all the gravestones are at points. The urban legend, although this has never been proven, was the reason they made them points is so the Union soldiers wouldn't sit on them.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, you know, actually, to another neat one, if you're ever just looking for a neat... I mean, I don't know. Do you like
one? It would be more for Aruka.
Okay.
She loves that kind of stuff.
There's one in Stone Mountain, which, do you know where the five roads kind of come together in Stone Mountain, right across from the German restaurant?
Yeah, maybe. It's been a while since I've been to Stone Mountain.
Well, one of those corners that is formed is a huge old cemetery.
Oh, right.
Where I took an X there, and I have no sensitivity towards any kind of energy or spirits or anything. I just don't have it. But we went, and she got really kind of just, she got the jeebies big time.
I think we had to leave. I do know which one you are because I believe a friend of my sister and her, and another girl who's like a sister to me, a friend of theirs was killed when he was 15. Basically, him and his brother went to go help out a guy who was going to get into a fight. You know how it is where you always bring your posse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone on the guy he was going to fight side brought a gun.
Yeah.
And he pulled it.
Uh-huh.
And Joss was getting ready to go down to into like a 3-point stand. Was going to try to tackle him.
Uh-huh.
And while the guy was on, while Joss was on his knee, guy shot him.
It sucks.
And he got like no time. If I remember correctly, because he tossed the gun and they never found it.
Yeah.
But he's buried there, and they've talked about going there and getting really vibed out about
And it's just a beautiful cemetery. I've gotten some great shots there, too.
Yeah, because, see, I'm the same way. Alicia said, well, because when we went to my mom's funeral, she said she was just kind of overwhelmed with walking into Oakland like that and being overwhelmed with the thing, just, and it's like I guess I'm not sensitive to that kind of stuff.
Well, like my mom and sister, okay, I'm getting into stupid astrology, which you know, apparently I'm into astrology.
Right.
I have a Pisces moon, which means that I should be really sensitive to a lot of that stuff, but I'm not.
Right.
My mom's a full-on Pisces, and she's very, very sensitive. And my sister has a Pisces rising, and she's very, very sensitive.
Oh, wow.
So they both have it, and I just skip me, which I guess is okay.
Well, my sister's a Pisces. I guess that's where she gets it.
Okay. Yeah, Pisces are supposed to be very, very psychic and very sensitive to things like that.
Well, I know Alicia's a Leo. Yeah, she's a Leo, so I have no idea what
that
is.
Wouldn't surprise me if she had some water signs, too. Leo's fire. I'm actually kind of surprised that she's a Leo. She doesn't seem typical for Leo.
She will. August. The birthday just escaped me, but luckily I have it written down.
Yeah, all right. Buster's wharfing on tape. The gas. That's Buster wharfing, ladies and gentlemen. I did want to mention two things.
Okay.
First of all, a suggestion from Phantom that I took and ran with, because again, I had another super shitty week last week, and so I needed something to focus on, so I went to everywhere I could think of to get Cthulhu Dice.
Yes.
From Steve Jackson.
Where did you finally pick it up?
At Oxford. You had to go all the way down to Oxford? Yeah, I was like, you know, fuck it, I need these, and I don't, because I don't have anyone to play with. But I just needed something to do.
If you want to hang out or something, all you got to do is pick up the phone.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's just like, I just work so much. And
I know, but you have days where I know you're off, and if you want to hang out.
Yeah, I totally appreciate it.
I mean, it's not like you don't have anybody. Yeah, you don't have anybody to hang out with.
And I've just been in a weird headspace with everything that's going on. But
well, yeah, you are dealing with it, and I can understand that completely, because I know that's the way when my mom was.
Yeah. And my thing
when
is,
my mom passed, your dad hasn't passed, but he's sick.
I'm kind of better sometimes, I think, not talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I just, you know.
But when my mom, that's kind of the way I am, and I was getting to the point where I was wanting, even though people were meaning, good things with it, but keep asking me how I was.
You know how I am?
Let me punch you in the face.
Right.
You
know.
You'll know how I am.
Yeah.
Here, what I'll do is I'll rip your guts out, punch you in the face, and then you'll know.
Yeah. So I got these Cthulhu dice. We're just taking it to dark places tonight.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
I don't know. And It's a pretty fun little game. We played it.
We played a quick game. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is a very quick game. Yeah. It's one that you just play quickly.
It definitely does seem to be one you do want to play with more than two people.
I can see that. Or yeah. You know, and there are times for it, like sitting around when you're drinking and just not wanting to get into something really heavy, like a heavy card game or something. But yeah, it's pretty fun. And actually, they put out at the same time, Steve Jackson. They put out Zombie Dice. Which also looks to be the same kind of thing.
Right.
It's a totally different dice game, played in a different way, but it is still just kind of a quick game. So I want to get that too. I just haven't found that one.
You know what? Where this would actually seem to really pass the time?
Who's that?
If you're at Dragon Con, you're in a long line.
Yeah, totally.
You can sit there and just, when you're in line, just sitting there waiting to go, just have something you can put, like a box top or something.
Yeah.
And just roll it in the box top and
Or I'm thinking like Phantom brought Bananagrams to Frolicon.
I don't know what Bananagrams are.
That's what we were doing when we were waiting at that restaurant. You didn't go down to that. It was the one in the hotel.
Oh, that one.
Never mind. Yeah. I thought you were there. I guess you weren't.
No. I don't eat at the hotel because they gouge you.
Yeah, they did.
I'll walk my ass to Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah. But we it's just like one of those games. It's just super quick and fun, and it's perfect for when you're waiting for your food.
Either that or when you're up in the con suite. Just kill a little time, whip this out. I mean, exactly. Put it in your pocket. I mean, that's literally what it is. It's a die, a short information sheet, and 18 little markers.
Right. It's in a little tiny bag. Yeah, no big deal. But I know that, probably 10 pounds of cards are going to be in my bag for Dragon Con because I'm stoked about Munchkin. And not only did we get Munchkin, we had to have all the expansions.
Of course.
He and I are both weird like that.
That might be another one to bring to the Memorial Day party, too.
Okay. Yeah, that'd
just
be cool.
Have something to do, something lighter to do where you're not breaking out a huge board or something like that.
Well, and I may see if I can get Zombie Dice by then, too. So, I also got at Oxford, I got Illuminati, which is another Steve Jackson game.
Another one I've heard for years, never played it.
Yeah, should not have bought it. Don't have the money. Should have paid a bill or taken my dog to the vet or there's a million other things, but I was like, because I saw it. And I was like, so I need it. So I have it. And, again, don't really tend to play a lot of games.
That's the bad thing is you want to get this, but you don't play it.
I think I'm going to figure it out and play it against myself and just feel sad. So the reason why the thing that first kind of got me onto Illuminati was my app that I was going to mention last week and didn't. Which is also put out by Steve Jackson. It's called the Fnorder. And what it is it it's actually from Illuminati, and it's just another one of those where you just hit the button and just random shit pops up.
Right.
There's nothing all that stoke worthy about it, except when you hit it, it says connecting to the Illuminati. And it says your message from the gnomes of Zurich. Avoid the doghouse at all costs. And then there's a Fnord button. Your message from the gnomes of Zurich. All we want to do is eat your brains. Your message from the gnomes of Zurich.
All we want to do is eat your brains.
If cheeses weren't so expensive, we wouldn't be having all this trouble. Just random.
Eat your eyes.
Just random things. Homeland Security will make fun of the computer. You must harass Homeland Security. Take control of the Large Hadron Collider and bury the nanobot. Your message from the Adepts of Hermes. Never eat anything larger than your .com.
I don't have a .com. I'm fucked.
Your message from the Adepts of Hermes: sincerity is the key. Once you can fake that, you've got it made.
Actually, that's true.
That is true. It's totally true. Lady Godiva pokes the amethyst and must outwit the hypodermic.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of it's like, okay. Play with Joe's Bar and Grill before Captain Kirk can talk to the boat. Over and out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just random, crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could stop now because that's not going to make a really great podcast.
No, but it just, it's just random, just what?
gibberish.
And sometimes you just need random what in your day, so it kind of works out.
Kind of
so.
Why I have the Samuel Jackson. Sometimes you just need to hear
something.
Samuel Jackson scream out, "Yeehaw, cowboy up, motherfuckers!"
I like it. You know what's cool? I like his whole story.
Midgets are cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's cool?
Midgets.
Fat chicks.
Fat chicks are cool.
I have one. Okay, and cool. I actually brought it up while we were at Kroger. It's called CardStar.
Right.
And it's literally an app. If you're one of these people who like going to the stores where you have to have the customer card.
Like Kroger, CVS.
PetSmart.
Right, Petco, I think, has it too.
Yeah, and literally what it is you go onto the site, CardStar, and like I have in here, Movie Watchers, Blockbuster, CVS, Men's Warehouse, PetSmart, and Regal. Okay. The only thing is that the AMC and the Regal don't use barcodes. You have to slide them like a credit card because that's what you do when you either go up to the box office and do it, you give them your credit card or your cash plus the card, and they'll swipe your card and you get the points.
Okay.
And you earn stuff. But like the Blockbuster card, and what it will do is you type in your number, and like I have my Blockbuster card, and it creates the barcode.
So that's like your actual barcode.
Yeah. And so
that's what you rent with. You just show them the phone and they scan it.
Right, and it does work. I've had the job I work at that takes the little thingies. I've had people with their phones out.
Oh, sweet.
And they scan right away.
Well, because you saw how many. I've got like 10 on my keychain.
Right.
Which
and
is
it's
stupid.
A free app. It is a free app.
Okay.
And you can have, like, pick a merchant.
Borders.
Okay, so you go basically it goes category, and then you'll go, that will be, you have airline, association, beverage, car rental. That would probably be under retail.
Okay.
So you press retail, and it gives you the list where it goes.
Can you search for Borders?
You can, but this is one of the things, like you can get your Best Buy card, but there's Borders right there.
Okay, right on.
You press Borders, it clicks it, you hit save. And then you basically press number. You type in your number.
Okay.
Once you're done, if it's supposed to create a barcode, it creates a barcode.
Okay. See, it's kind of hard, though, because, you know, I told you I think I'm going to the BlackBerry on Virgin.
Right.
Because it's so much cheaper.
And but have you seen how much it's going to cost to get the phone?
Yeah, it's $300 for the phone, but... I mean, 6 weeks of saving $50 and boom, I'm
right.
there. So if I have it for 2 years, then I, you know, saved a shit ton of money.
Right, but I don't know if this app, because there are some apps that are on the iPhone, on the
iStore. BlackBerry as well.
That are on other smartphones.
Yeah.
So I would just look into it too.
Okay.
But as long as you have your iPhone.
Yeah.
And just, if they don't have it, you could always just put your card somewhere, you know, where you can get to them later.
Yeah.
If you can't use the... And I'm sure even if you're not using your iPhone for phone calls, you can still use it as...
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I know you could use it as an iPod, obviously.
Right.
But can you use it with Wi-Fi if you don't have service?
That's
my question.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
I would think not.
Right.
Because AT&T is kind of weird about a lot of their phones... You have to have the data plan if you're going to use Wi-Fi.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of curious about that.
But since it's almost, basically, when you're not using it as a phone, it's nothing more than a fatter iTouch.
Right.
That
right.
may be an Apple thing.
Right.
So.
Right.
Because I know Alicia has my iTouch that I had before I got the iPhone. And she just uses it wherever there's a...
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's my... That's my app, CardStar. Right. I've had it for a while, and I just now pressed it in. The only bad thing is the one that I need to use it for. No barcode.
Oh, so created. You still have to. You just
I don't know what
number?
That is. So I never took that off my keys.
Huh.
And I need to get a hold of like Alicia's Kroger card in case I go into Kroger and type that in here.
Yeah.
I think she's got it because I know she's got a border card.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I've got the Borders. I've got
Borders,
a shit ton of them.
She's got Barnes & Noble's. Because, unfortunately, we don't have a Borders by us
Well, the Barnes & Noble, too, you've got to pay for.
Yeah, but I think she's paying for it. But she's actually earned, like, she got her copy of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, like, dirt cheap, because she got, like, bonus stuff on that, plus she found, like, a coupon online.
Oh, sweet.
For it. Yeah. So, yeah, she was able to. But you know what's funny? You know what came in job one on one of our recent trucks?
What's that?
Copies of
Abe Lincoln?
Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh, no way. That's kind of wild. I wouldn't think that would be at any of either of your jobs.
Just basically gotten job two, maybe. Uh-huh. But that would be more once it goes paperback, if it does go paperback.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true. Yeah.
We tend to carry more paperbacks.
We're at an hour and 15.
All right.
So.
Need to wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right.
Seems like. All righty. Is there anything you wanted to... Any final?
Vagina.
Go forth and procreate.
Right.
Except use pills, so you're not actually procreating. Go forth and practice procreating. Go forth and
no glove, no
don't
love.
Multiply. Yeah, don't multiply.
Go find Sex Wars on YouTube.
Okay.
It was a 90s game show that kind of pit men versus women that I kind of liked.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
It was a cute show.
Okay.
Okay,
and go to fleshfineheartsphantom.podbean.com.
And listen to the poem again.
To the fucking poem, yeah.
Several times.
And this is the last time I'm ever going to mention it. Because it was so good. Because Phantom, I did a lot of work on it, but it's really his voice that makes it. He does just a kick-ass goblin voice.
Right, you just need to think of something else to put up there.
Yeah, well, I put it up on mine.
Right.
It's been downloaded.
But you now have, Fleshfineheart's Phantom.
Right. So, well,
not Hertz, not like that first time she said it was. It sounded like she said Fleshfineheart's Phantom.
She does sometimes. Yeah. But he's okay with it.
Right. You want to get a hold of us?
KinkyandTheGeek@gmail.com. KinkyandTheGeek.wordpress.com.
We also have the Skype, which is Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah. Twitter.
Twitter, Kinky and the Geek. Mighty Bill. Fleshfine.
Yeah.
We're all there.
Just pretty much, okay, we're Mighty Bill and we're Fleshfine on Gmail, on FetLife, on Twitter, on what else? You're mightybill.multiply.com. And I'm just www.fleshfine.com.
mytbill.bill@gmail.com.
Yeah, and I'm just Fleshfine. It's easy.
All right, I screwed mine up.
And
well, hello.
Boo Boo says hi. Say hi, Boo Boo.
Want to say hi? Say hi.
You want to go outside?
Is it pee-pee time?
Go outside, go potty?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, you've got a congregation at the door, so.
Well, I was trying to get them. Sometimes I talk. You want to go outside? Go outside, go potty?
Well.
It's just riveting podcasting right here.
Yes, it is, so we might as well just wrap this up. So,
Okay, you guys be good.
Yeah. Oh, wait. One more thing. Uh-huh. One more thing. If we can get...
Oh, what did we figure? About $95?
I would say... Well, we said basically, if you will donate the amount of... I think it's $79.95 right now for...
For a snowball mic.
For the mic. And also the amount for express shipping. Express shipping.
I
will wax my back on the Fleshfine will wax my back on cam.
Yeah. And we will also record it and release it as a podcast.
Yes.
And put pictures up on the website.
Yes.
Yes, because everybody else is boring. Why aren't we?
Right. And if you people knew how I feel about taking my shirt off to begin with.
That is huge for me. That is big. It's not going to be hard for me at all.
No, it's not.
I'm giving up really nothing. I should probably, next time we need something, right. It'll be like, Fleshfine will...
But when we reach the
goal... What could I do that...
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not a lot. Ooh, you're going to give me pain. That's terrible.
Right.
Although I am usually the one doing it. Okay, neither here nor there. Okay, you guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.